Late at the museum is happening once again. And the first session of Late at the Museum is featuring immigration.
They're going heavy. From memory, Late at the Museums were a bit more musical, but this is coming in strong with a heavy topic.
I guess it's a, you know, election year, election in 7 weeks' time, so it's good to start having these discussions. Immigration's been a major issue in the lead up to this year's election, and in response to rising concerns over immigration, the Auckland Museum is hosting an event called Late at the Museum, Home Sweet Home, A Question of Immigration. We've got Dr. Arama Rata on the phone from Waikato University.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
Very well, thanks.
How are you, Arama?
Yeah, good.
Cool as. Now, give us the skinny. Give us the skinny on the evening.
Yeah, so the evening's going to be smart and funny and fabulous. We've got a really cool, diverse lineup of panellists. So we've got Elliot Crum, who you probably know, broadcaster, journalist, and all-around funny guy. He's had his own family journey around immigration, and he'll be sharing some personal insights as well.
Great.
We've also got Professor Paul Spoonley, who's the Pro Vice Chancellor of Massey University, and he's really well known as an immigration expert.
Pays so to chuck a professor in there as well.
And also Roseanne Liang, who is an acclaimed filmmaker, and she's also part of the group Friday Night Bites, and they'll be performing some of their material. So that should be really hard case. A really interesting look at contemporary identities in Aotearoa and how that's playing out in a super diverse place like Auckland.
Right on. Yeah, I was going to say this is a real melting pot of good old Auckland.
Absolutely.
And it's moderated by Noelle McCarthy. Do you think it won't require too much moderation though, will it? It's like a free conversation of sorts?
Yeah, no. She's great as well. She'll have a lot to contribute to because, as a newer migrant herself, she probably understands better than the rest of us.
Good point.
What it's like to be a new New Zealander. Yeah.
Now, migration is a bit of a touchy subject. It almost feels like you can't talk about it without feeling like you're being in some way racist in some form.
Sure, especially in the current context, I think a lot of people want to talk about immigration.
Mm.
We've got net high records of migration at the moment. It's at a historical high. We've got a housing crisis going on, rising homelessness, infrastructure shortages. Probably some of your listeners are stuck in traffic at the moment, and people might genuinely have concerns about that and be thinking, can we really be inviting more people into this country when Auckland already seems to be bursting at the
seams? Is that a valid argument, do you think?
I think that any increase in population is going to put pressure on housing and infrastructure, but I don't think it's immigrants that are to blame for all of these problems.
It's just a lot of people coming, and I guess Auckland in general, is it that people just aren't spreading out well enough?
Yeah, well, there's. I work at a demography institution, and we see that in the regions they're all emptying out and pouring into the major centres. Of course, we had the Christchurch quakes as well, so a lot of people fleeing.
Oh, yeah, that would have made quite a difference,
Yeah, absolutely. So, our infrastructure is under a lot of pressure, partly because of some of the events that we've had in our recent history, but also I think just poor planning, not enough investment in housing.
It does seem like we're 10 years behind at all times. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that would have been good about 10 years ago, actually.
Absolutely. So, I think that people do have concerns. I think that they're valid concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there is, as you mentioned, a bit of a reluctance to talk about immigration because people fear that they might be labelled as a racist if they speak about this. But unfortunately, what that does is it just leaves the floor open for those people who are not afraid to be viewed as racist.
Yeah,
and so we have people like Winston Peters who, campaign on this issue and really drum up people's fears. And so if you're only hearing, one side of the story, it becomes quite difficult to present different perspectives. And that's why we're having this late at the museum to talk about immigration, to present lots of viewpoints in a lighthearted and humorous way, and hopefully to promote some more discussion amongst, everyday New Zealanders to feel as though they can talk about this issue. You're not racist just because you're concerned about immigration, but if you're more concerned about house prices going up because of Asian people buying houses in Auckland than Americans buying houses in Queenstown, then maybe you need to start thinking about where some of those attitudes might be coming from. But I think it's definitely a question we should all be engaged with.
What are some of the key questions around it that you think we should be looking at?
I think there's a lot of key questions. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there as well, and scapegoating that's going on again by some of our politicians. So, you know, if we look at the reasons behind why we have really high immigration, people generally might just think, oh, it's because of poor government policies around immigration, when really there's lots of factors that contribute to it, like New Zealand's strong economic position at the moment, which is attracting a lot of people. So
are we? That feels good just to hear that, actually.
Absolutely.
Look at us with our pants on.
What's that?
No, that's just great. It's great that we're strong economically.
Oh, you know, we just had relatively good growth. We've been a little bit, you know, buffered from the effects of the global financial crisis. And so
I haven't heard that term in a while. That was a crazy time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've recovered from that really quickly. And so people are coming to New Zealand instead of Australia. A lot of New Zealanders that usually go to Australia are staying. And a lot of New Zealanders that are in Australia are coming back. And so a lot of our immigration numbers are actually driven by that trans-Tasman migration shift.
Cool.
And we've also got a lot of, you know, the government since the 1990s have been really aggressive about trying to attract foreign students to New Zealand. And so now we have really high student numbers, and we have really high temporary work permit people as well. And unfortunately, in this election campaign, those people are kind of being targeted as though they've somehow cheated the system, when in fact the system was created to attract those people. So
it's nobody. It's not that person's fault, is it? It's like,
no.
Hey, Arama, just on the stats thing, is someone going to be there with like all the numbers and just pie graphs coming out their ears and stuff? Like, you got to have the kind of stats in front of you, don't you? You know.
I think that Professor Paul Spoonley that's kind of our bread and butter, so we're pretty
great
with the numbers. So we might drop in a few here and there, but
because that'll be fascinating for a lot of people, I think, just because you don't hear about these numbers unless you get deep in the Googles.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so hard to find reliable information as well, because everyone's sort of using whatever statistics they can to their own end.
That's right, sure, yeah. And that's why we need more nice, balanced conversations like this, looking at all the issues. So that's what we're hoping to do.
All right.
When's it going down? Let's remind everybody when this Late in the Museum talk about migration is happening.
Yeah, this is taking place next week on Wednesday, the 9th of August, at the Auckland Museum, from 6 to 9. Tickets are $25 for adults, $20 for students, and you can get tickets at the Auckland Museum website. As I said, there'll be entertainment and talks, and there's also an exhibition, Being Chinese in Aotearoa, which is a really great historic photo exhibition too. So, yeah, and of course drinks and entertainment to help people get through the evening. So, yeah, it should be good fun.
Actually, we've got a double pass here. So if anyone wants to save themselves $20 to $25 each, give us a text on 53905. Adama, I guess we'll catch you next Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Great to talk to you guys. See you then.
See ya.
Right on.
Bye.
Cheers.